You can't ask a manager to give up one belief without giving them a new belief. Hi, everybody. It's Todd Cochran, and this is the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. This is the Graduate School Edition 101. No, 103. This is probably, no, it's not 101. It'd be like, this is 601. That's it, 601. I'm going to talk to you about a guy. I don't know. I've quoted him a bunch of times in the podcast if you've listened before. Thomas Kuhn. Tom Kuhn. He was a physicist for sure. He became a historian, and he sort of ended up as a philosopher of science. And he wrote a book that I found remarkably interesting in grad school and still think about all the time. Now, remember, I come from a big national laboratory where I'm surrounded all the time with physicists and engineers and chemists and those kind of people. And he wrote a book called The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. And that's where the idea of the Invisible College comes in. We've talked about that before. But today I want to talk to you about a pretty famous claim that Kuhn made around the progress of people learning new things, scientific knowledge. And that is the idea that you cannot ask a group to give up one paradigm without giving them a new paradigm to hold on to. And I think that lesson has much to teach us in our world, because we can't ask leaders to give up the old way of managing safety without really building the knowledge, the ease, the convenience, the intellectual ability for them to think of the new way of safety. You can't say stop punishing without actually saying and start learning. And that's why that suite, you can blame and punish or learn and improve, is such a powerful idea, not because, a brilliant person said it. That's not the case. It's because it takes the old idea and offers a new idea, the old action and offers another action. And that's how we think about the world. That's a really important thing for you to think about, is you can't ask workers to give up one method without actually building a bridge and giving them a new method. So if you take all shop-made tools out of the shop, you got to actually provide some other idea for them to take the place of where these shop-made tools came from. And that really is what Thomas Kuhn thought about when he thought about how smart people learn. And you're surrounded with smart people. In fact, many of the smartest people in your organization are doing the very work that makes you a living. You cannot replace one paradigm without giving them another paradigm. Let's tip our hat to Thomas Kuhn. He's offered us much. And I think he's also offered us a way to really think about safety and what we do differently. Whether you're a pilot or a safety guy or a DevOps computer guy or a mathematician or a physicist or whatever you do, when you want a group of people to have a new idea, you have to give them a bridge to cross that paradigm. That is the safety moment for today. I hope you get everything you need. That's really important to me. Hey, if you haven't read Workplace Fatalities, the new book on serious and fatal events in your organization, they're going fast. You ought to think about picking one up. It's worth it, and they're available any place where you buy books. Just Google my name, Todd Conklin, and Workplace Fatalities, and buy a couple. They make excellent gifts. The topic's a little dour, but I think you'll find the book really interesting. Until then, learn as much as you can, have as much fun as you possibly can, and for goodness sakes, be safe.